The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Sperling.
About the recent commentary on global warming, there were no definitive answers, only my pragmatic suggestion that we should clean up our world environment no matter what. There were three very knowledgeable gentlemen listeners, no doubt scientists, who all responded and who, based on their extensive research, agreed that global warming does not exist. For sure, at least one believes it's a political myth fostered by the Democrats. His following letter is fascinating for its comprehensive coverage on the issue. So, having the author's permission to read it on KSCO, here it is. Hi, Kay. Glad I had a chance to meet you at the Veterans Meeting on Flag Day. I am a Hungarian plumber, electrician, international tour guide. I speak six languages, and I am an inventor, etc., and a solid listener to Rush and Michael Savage. About global warming, the pro-Kyoto agreement supported by the Euro-commies and international liberals was never ratified by the Congress during Clinton's time. It was voted down 100-0, and the liberal media keeps on bugging Bush for not signing it. He had nothing to do with it. But the massive liberal brainwashing machine never mentions this vital information. Clinton and Gore had a major defeat on this potential economic suicide. The European Union commies wanted to reduce our economy using this insane Kyoto Agreement to close down hundreds of factories so their EU economy could be more competitive with ours. They're using the global warming scare tactic as a disguised economic attack against the USA. Remember, the Chinese, Indian, or Mexican smoke is okay for them. Only the capitalist smoke bothers them. They just can't stand the fact that we can live better than the socialist masses. My old friend for over 25 years from Belgium doesn't talk to me anymore since he found out that I voted for Mr. Bush. I'm sad that the basic liberal hateful poisons lost me my friend. What really affects our climate is the sun, volcanoes, and all natural forces. The ozone hole has disappeared by itself. There are periods of sunspot activities, and we had several ice ages, and all the snow and ice had melted away before the first Ford assembly line got into operation, or before the tree huggers got their worthless diplomas from Berkeley. Your AM show, Rush and Savage, have more valuable information than I can get elsewhere. So stay in good health, Kay, and I'll keep on listening. Signed, Zoltan Egerisi. Well said, and thank you, Zoltan. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Sperling.